Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meantime, Giancarlo Stanton.
Bryant's 3-2, and Stanton drives one into left center field. That'll drop down for a base hit. Reggio around third. He'll come in to score. It's cut off by Castro. Giancarlo Stanton with another hard line drive, base hit. He's got a two-hit, two-RBI game, and Somerset takes a 6-0 lead on that swing.
I believe that is Steven Cusimano with the play-by-play, Somerset Patriots. Yeah, Stanton goes 2-for-3, and just like that one, his other one was a sharp line drive as well. So on his way
so
back.
So his elbows are good.
Right now.
Seem to be.
All right, so who are they taking out of the lineup?
Aaron Judge.
By the way, the Somerset Patriots reached out to Al and Jerry to have them throw out a first pitch, but they have declined because they felt like an afterthought.
Oh, we are an afterthought. We only got the offer after I made mention that Keith McPherson got to do it and Peter Schwartz got to do it.
Yeah, but Pat Boyle got to do it?
Yeah, Pat Boyle got to do it.
Those guys show up, and they were the only ones. Like, Peter Schwartz showed up there, like 10 other people threw out the first pitch,
they did.
Right?
Yes, that's 100% true.
Well, but that's what they do. I get that. But Steven's a very nice guy, but we only got the invite because we made mention of it.
You say you get that. What is there to get?
I've gone to a million baseball games. They all have, even major league games, they have numerous first pitches.
Well, that's not good.
Just like that, actually. I thought they were throwing all across.
Look at that.
I mean, if you go to a Met game, and this first pitch presented by, and here's the president of, this next first pitch, they do, it takes like 5 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
So, whether it's minor league, major league, I think me and Al are good.
Wow.
But we do appreciate it. It's very
drop
nice.
Dead.
No. No, it's a very nice offer. Now, I think you were talking about Shamar Stewart of the Bengals.
Yes.
Before the break. So he is in this contract dispute, defensive end, rookie, hasn't signed his rookie deal. Here was Stewart talking about, there's a different couple of different clips here I'll play for you. This one talking about not a good situation they're in.
Very bad. I mean, I've been doing this for most of my whole life, and then all of a sudden it's gone over something very simple to fix. Yeah, it's kind of disappointing.
And he says this is on the Bengals.
If I really wanted to say, yeah, I can't say what I really want to say, but it's their contract. They can do what they want with it.
He was asked what advice he is getting in this very difficult time.
You know, just take it day by day, pray to God. You know, he's always going to stand with me no matter what.
God will get him paid.
No, without a doubt. Yes, God will make sure that rookie contract is signed.
That's it.
Right at the top of his priority list of all things going on in the world. He's like, we got to get Shamar Stewart deal done.
He did reference Trey Hendrickson a lot in his conversation, how that is still ongoing, and so they do have issues
there. I wonder
if
they have the same agent.
I don't know.
Could be.
Meantime, Bills running back James Cook did show up to minicamp. I'm not really sure if he did anything, but he was there, and he was asked about attending.
Obviously, it is mandatory, but why did you decide to come?
I like my money, definitely do, but so that's why I'm here.
Didn't want to be fined. Here was Josh Allen on Cook's situation.
I love Jimbo. You know, I think the whole team does, and, you know, he's one of the best backs in the league, and, you know, hopefully that can be reflected soon, and but again, just props for him to be here and show out like that. So very proud that he's here.
see if anything gets done there. Who knows? In Pittsburgh, they got
such a big part of their offense last year, too.
Yeah, for sure. Aaron Rodgers, now a Steeler. He was asked why now was the time to sign. What was it, the right time to sign?
You know, I was dealing with a lot of things in my personal life. Some things improved a little bit where I felt like I could fully be all in here with the guys. Had a great conversation with Mike throughout the entire process and Omar. But it's good to get that done and get behind us.
Referencing Mike Tomlin, who also talked about him and how excited they are to have Aaron Rodgers come lead the team. So you've got that. And we're not all that far away from training camps, as mini camps are open all over the place. Now, the U.S. Open is this week at Oakmont. There have been a ton of videos that have been put out by the YouTube golfers, by professional golfers. Bryson DeChambeau has done a whole bunch of stuff. One guy on social media, one reporter, went around and asked several of the golfers what they thought an 18 handicap would shoot specifically this week. So it's funny because my son asked me what he thought I would shoot. I said if I broke 144, I'd be thrilled, which is double par in every hole. I think that's fair. He thought I was nuts, but I listened to these guys. Maybe not. Here's Justin Rose.
18 handicap, man. No ball spotter. Bro, you better bring a few dozen balls. It's going to be 140.
All right, so he says 140. Here is Jason Day.
150, I feel like, is very, very good for an 18 marker. So, I mean, legit 18 marker. So, yeah, 150, I think, is pretty solid.
All right, fair enough. Then you've got, I don't know who, I wasn't sure, I couldn't identify who this one was, but this guy went even further.
Not trying to wind people up, right? I bet it will. I'm certain they wouldn't finish, and I'm not trying to be facetious and wind people up, but if they had to hit every golf shot and they're going out with 12 balls, I don't know an 8 handicap who finishes that.
How about that?
Yeah, try me. I wonder how the members feel about how the golf course is being set up.
You know, it's so interesting you say that. So I was watching Golf Channel yesterday,
okay,
and they had their club champion on. And he said, the harder the better. Like, they like it like this.
Okay.
And they actually would prefer to leave it a little bit like this after the tournament's over.
Well, because he's the best golfer in the
right. Well, I understand. Say, yeah. I get that.
Like, the average you know,
golfer. The Doug Wells of Oakmont. You know, like, what does that guy say?
Oh, forget it.
He might be shooting 150. You know, but I think that last guy's point is valid in that. If you have to play with 12 and you can't find a golf ball in this thick rough, you might not get through 18 holes with 12 golf balls. And then did you see the guy who putted from 125 yards out?
Yes. I did see that, yeah.
That was interesting.
Well, what was the wobbly wedge? It was like, was he a pro, that guy? I saw the video.
See, it's funny. It didn't have his name, but he's out there. It looked like a pro doing a practice round. But yeah. It's a pretty good shot.
You've seen that.
With Wally Zerbiak, pro getting ready for the U.S. Open. I mean, I saw Wally putt from 130 yards away once.
Well, maybe we can play with this guy.
Yeah.
So there you go. That'll start tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.